This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you so much for tuning in. I like that, you know, seriously, I mean, how could you not? With the IQ that most of you have, some of you I'm not so sure of, most of you I'm sure of, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You want to be part of the conversation. You want to be part of the solution. You don't be so, don't be part of the problem. You, yeah, that's right, talking to you. Now, some of you are already engaged and involved, and I very much appreciate that. Not just with me, but, you know, with life in general, with your community. The fellow was telling me recently that he went and saw Franklin Graham speak. And very recently. And at the speech, Franklin said, stop complaining. You Christians need to get off your butt. Now, these are Joe's words based on what he said. But you people need to get off your butt. You need to start taking your communities back. You need to start taking back school boards, water boards, city councils. And just because somebody says they're a believer, a sister in Christ, doesn't mean they are. Seriously. Doesn't mean they are. So you need to do your homework with people. For my Christian friends, don't tell me, prove to me from the Bible, which is what you should be using as your basis, that you're not supposed to be involved in politics. Show me where it says, thou shalt stayeth away from the government. Can't find it. Matter of fact, you can find the opposite. But that's a story for another day. This is like never ending. Now, I didn't finish it in the last hour, but I want to finish it now. The young Americans that are drawn to socialists, and it's not at an alarming rate. It's like at a breakneck pace. If you think about it, capitalism has been the most dynamic force for the economic progress in history. It's delivered billions of people out of miserable poverty. It's raised living standards to unimaginable heights. It's enabled an unprecedented flourishing of productive creativity. And among that, and in that, young Americans, it finds itself in trouble. On trial, actually. The University of Chicago's Gen Forward Survey of Americans ages 18 to 34 finds that 62% think we need a strong government to handle today's complex economic problems. Yeah, because the government does so well with money. What are we, $22 trillion in debt? Oh, yeah, we're doing a great job. Only 35% say the free market can handle these problems without government being involved. Overall, 49% in this group holds a favorable opinion of capitalism. Did you hear that number? 49%. 45% have a positive view of socialism, and socialism gets higher marks than capitalism from Hispanics, Asian Americans, and African Americans, which is really funny because if you think about the Hispanic groups or the South American groups, where's Venezuela? They're eating their dogs. That's how well socialism works. And 61% of Democrats take a positive view of socialism. But most of them can't even tell you what it is. No, really, seriously, they can't. I know, make a fun. Right, when they talk about taking care of the elderly and making sure people have health care and education, you know what? It's been proven over and over and over again, and it's not just studies, it's in real life. When you hand people things, when they don't have to work at something, when they can be the weakest link, that's what they tend to head for. Look, if our economic system was so bad, so terrible, so disgusting, why is it that people flock here from other countries? Because of why? Because of the economic and business opportunities that are afforded to them here that there aren't afforded to them anywhere else on the planet. Think about it. This is why the arguments are disingenuous. The arguments that the left uses against America, against the U.S., are disingenuous. But what explains this whole generational divide? Right, young adults may be taking for granted the bounty that capitalism has given us from you think cell phones would be where they were today under socialism? I mean, you want a perfect example? And it's not even total capitalism. North Korea and South Korea separated at the same time. Two different forms of government. North Korea can't even have electricity on 24/7. People are starving to death there. South Korea, people have money. They've got lights. They're living a great life. I mean, yeah, a lot of restrictions on their life and lifestyles. But they got a lot more freedom than they do in the North. They have a lot more electricity. They actually have TVs they can watch. Right? That's all because of capitalism. It has nothing to do with communism / socialism. I mean, the young people, they can't remember. They're growing up in an age where you always had a cell phone. You always had information at your fingertips. And you, mommy and daddy, you spoiled these kids. You pretty much gave them everything they wanted. You didn't make them pay for anything. And now they believe, they truly understand and believe, or perceive to understand, I'll put it that way, that things are easier to get. They're free. That the toilet paper magically appears in your bathroom. Really? Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash, and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Never mind your chin up. That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Segment of Sanity. Whatever way you want to put it. I don't really care. I love that music. Somebody actually said, are you going to start playing, you know, more contemporary music? That is. It's mine. I'm stuck. Notice it's not disco, just so for clarity. All right? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really so much appreciate your time with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855, again, Real Joe, or send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Okay, so we were talking about the young kids and why. You know, and the Democrats, they have the same problems as Republicans do. We all have the same issues. I think we have Republicans that would prefer to have some socialistic viewpoints or for us more get behind that kind of thing. But it hasn't worked anywhere. And if you write me an email, just I'm telling you ahead of time so we don't have a problem. If you write me an email telling me that communism and socialism doesn't work because it's never been implemented properly, and you're under 80, I'm gonna put it in the shredder, the electronic shredder. I may even, for personal satisfaction, I might even print it up and put it in the shredder so I can watch it get shredded, and then take all that shredding and actually light it on fire, okay? That's how much gratification I want to get from that. Because you go ahead and find yourself a veteran who's liberated somebody from a communist and or socialist regime, and you will get a true story, not what your professor is filling you with in college. Because I'll tell you what, I've gotten to the point now where most professors, unless they're teaching math, what are other solid ones that you really can't tweak around and change?
Science.
What?
Science.
Well, you can play with science. They do it all the time.
Chemistry.
Okay, chemistry. All right, yeah, there you go. You know, H2O is water. No matter what your professor tells you, it's water. Okay? And I know some of you get mad when I do this, but you're either an X-er or a Y-er. Biology only allows you to be an X or Y. There are some little variations there due to damage, but that's it. There's only two. And they fill these kids so much with all this gray area, not gray matter between the ears, but gray area in life that should be very solid black and white. First factor with these young adults is they really do take for granted that what capitalism has done for them. You cannot get the R&D work you get in the cellular world, in the medical world, in medicine. The major breakthroughs aren't from Cuba. I got news for you. There were no major medical breakthroughs from Venezuela. Didn't happen. The Great Depression of the 1930s, it gave rise to far more powerful and intrusive federal government. Bad. Bad. Right? Look at our founding fathers. The reason this experiment has worked for so long, up until the last 25, 30 years where we really start having some trouble, is because our founding fathers, even though they fought amongst themselves about this, ultimately they came up with the federal government should not be lording over. The state should retain a lot of their own rights to do what they wanted to do. The federal government would take care of, you know, protections and other things along those lines. In the early days, guess how this country was funded in the early days. You ready? Some of you are going to freak. You're going to call me a liar, like I was called last night. Tariffs. Tariffs are what funded this government. Tariffs are how the government made the money, pay themselves their pay and all that. Now, you do. You feed these pigs with your tax money. Anyway, you know, you think about these kids and then they go to work. You know, here's the fun thing about it. These kids screaming socialism, that actually go to work and get a job, and then they come home screaming about the taxes, taking out their paychecks, which amounts to be what, 21% when you're that young? Let's go with 20%. Hey, under socialism and communism, you know, the taxes are more like 70, 80%. Because, you know, the government's going to take care of you when you're 90. They may shoot you when you're 60, but they'll take care of you until you're 90. Right? They may deny you a kidney or a liver or even a heart transplant at 60, but they'll take care of you until you're 90. I mean, think about it. You have got to talk to the old folks. And I mean that in a loving way. Many of these young people associate capitalism with crisis and not progress. That they may change, and hopefully it'll change as the economy continues expanding. I mean, think about it. Again, you don't get research and development from a company that's not making money. You don't get research and development when you run on a shoestring budget. I was just telling somebody a story today. I went to CNN, you know, and a young lady in a limo picked me up. And I did the stereotypical thing. First, I assumed she worked for somebody. I didn't assume that she worked for a guy. I just assumed that she worked for somebody. And I don't like to make a lot of small talk. I'm not one of those people. You know, coming back, I said to her, I said, so, Do you work for the company? She says, no, I own the company, in a very, very heavy Middle Eastern accent. And I said, wow, that's wonderful. You know, I'm glad to hear it. I mean, how did you, God forbid, I said to her, you're obviously not from this country. Where did you come from and how did you come, you know, because that would have been too intrusive, right? I don't know her. I'm trying to be nice. I said, well, I think that's wonderful. I think that's great. Do you own many vehicles or just the one? Well, no, I own eight or nine of these things. And I said, wow, how'd you come about to own a transportation company? And she went through how they got out of Iran when things were getting bad. They went to Germany. They were there for a couple of years. They used to ask, ready for this? Germany, the free country? No, apparently it's not. You have to ask for permission to move. Dad wanted to move them to a different area in Germany. They asked for permission. I think they were denied, she said. Then they went on to another. I don't know if they went to France or England. They went to live with a relative for a little bit before they were able to come to America. Or she was able to come to America. She had heard that under certain circumstances, they could get legal residency cards there for America. She got sponsored. She got money. She got the card. She came here. She went to college here. She worked a job here. I mean, probably with a few things in between that I don't know about, but do you understand that she is the American dream? That young Iranian immigrant, legal immigrant, is truly the American dream. She came here, she hustled, and I asked her point blank. I said, could you have done this in Iran, Germany, or England? And she said, no. The opportunities afforded me by this country, I can only love this country. Right? She didn't come here to live off the government. She didn't come here for a handout. She didn't come here to own a transportation company, but it was made available to her, and she jumped on it. God bless her. That's the American dream. Hey, young ones, that doesn't happen under capitalism or socialism. Don't miss in your host. Don't go far. I'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining us. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly, I mean, really being part of the conversation. Some of you are up on the chat room on Facebook. Some of you are up on the chat room. Well, chat room. What is that they call the?
Yeah.
Well, it's Facebook feed, but the other one's called what?
Chat room.
See, I knew that. Now you guys got me doubting myself now. That's not a good place to be. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, I'd say keep those cards and letters coming. You know, you older folks will remember that one, but I don't want cards and letters. Send the emails. Keep the emails coming. You know, I love doing the crazy stories. I love doing the things that are, like, so out of control, so off the wall, because it shows you the lunacy. You heard Xander and I talking earlier today about the lunacy that's going on in the news, the lunacy that's going on with your kids. You know, when you have young Americans really believing that socialism and communism is the way to go, how do you fix that? Okay, so some of you can hang out for the whole show. Here's the deal, because I don't want to forget. We're doing our flag giveaway again, right? You hear the commercials. This is a great flag. It's well made. Okay, it's embroidered. It's stitched. It is not dyed cloth, if you would. When I say that, what I mean is, you know how you get that one piece of material and it dyed or printed on? This is not. These stripes are stitched together. The stars are stitched. It's just a well made flag. And the best part about it is it's made right here in the U.S. of A. That simple. So, I'm doing a giveaway. But here's the deal. Okay? The 35th email I get, and you can send more than one, the 35th email I get, and we'll go into the next hour if we need to, we'll get the flag. Really that simple. The only thing you have to do, by entering into this, I get to keep your email address, I get to use it, I won't sell it. I just use it for Joe. I put it in my email list and get to send you an email a week to let you know what we got going. That's it. 35th email gets the flag. I don't care how many you send. You send it to Joe at therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. All right. So, again, these young kids that are confused about socialism and communism, right? And somehow they've been taught, they've been told, they've been indoctrinated, lied to, whatever words you want to use, doesn't matter. The capitalism is evil, nasty, terrible. You know, we need to find a way to get the truth to these young kids. And maybe you need to do it in your homes. You uncles and aunts, you need to tell your kids, your nieces and nephews that when they show up at your house, your grandsons, your granddaughters. Don't wait for permission, just do it. Right? You know, the millennials are so stuck on social issues, right? Gay rights, racial inequality, immigration, gun control, abortion rights. They want the government to legislate or regulate all of those. And they see that as social justice. That's what they're being taught. Look, you can't legislate hate. You can't legislate love. You can't legislate violence. You can't legislate nonviolence. You can pass laws against it, don't get me wrong. But it doesn't change somebody's heart. It's all about the heart. It's all about how we feel about those things. Live and let live. I mean, you know, baby boomers, the champions of capitalism was Ronald Reagan, right? From millennials, it's Donald Trump. Think of the different personalities. Think of what Ronald Reagan was able to do while he was in office. And if you could take the emotion out of it, if you could take the hate out of it, you know, that whole loves Trump, hate, the bogus term that they use on the far left, it is bogus. Because if they're going to take the high road, as we were told, if it is all about love, then why is there so much violence done from the left to on the right? Why is there so much hate spewed, the nasty spewed from the left to the right? I'm just curious. Among those millennials, 15 to 34, a recent poll found two-thirds disapprove of Donald Trump's performance as president. They regard him as dishonest, racist, and mentally unfit, which are all the labels that the left hates, but the left is putting out on him. Yet, young people unemployment down, black unemployment down, young black unemployment is down, the economy's on the rise, we've had nothing but 3% GDP on the quarters, one barely missed it. Unemployment's at its lowest in God knows for how long. Stock market overall is up. I'm sorry, I'm missing something here. What's dishonest, racist, or mentally unfit from that? Where are you lefty feminists when we have a female CIA, head of the CIA, first one in history? They're all quiet. Where are they? Right? No kudos for Trump. No kudos for her. We have a female Secretary of Transportation, a female Secretary of Education. I mean, I go down the whole list. Nothing. Why? This is the reality, though. Because it's Trump. Because it's the right. Because it's conservatives that are saying great job. If it was the other way around, it would be a whole different animal now, wouldn't it? Why did it take a white racist president to dedicate federal land to Martin Luther King in his honor? Why didn't the black president before him do it? Why didn't the presidents before him do it? You know, that racist guy, right? It's just amazing, man. This whole argument lately about the summit, is it on, is it off? I just thought, you talk about Trump dysphoria, whatever you want to call it. Remember, the Dems were against him meeting with Kim. Go back and look just a couple of months ago. He shouldn't be doing this. It's a bad thing to do. He shouldn't look at it. It's a bad thing to do. Blah, blah, blah. You're going to give him. Now, when he calls it off, what happens? Well, I can't believe Trump would do something like that. He's ruined negotiations. It's like, make up your mind. How many hits off the crack pipe do you take to try to make this stuff make sense for you? You know, back to our socialist buddies, the young Democrats. When markets are allowed to work, they continue to generate innovations. They expand options. Look at Amazon. That didn't happen. Couldn't happen under socialism or communism, right? And whether you hate that kind of free market or not, look at all the people they employ. Apple, my God, the left bows down to Apple. They love Apple. Look at how many jobs it has. Look how much money it's put back in. Uber, Starbucks. Starbucks, another socialist goddess, whatever you want to call it. You know, some hate Walmart, but look at these companies. How many people they employ. Right? Today, do you know that percentage-wise, food and clothing take less of our disposable income than ever before? These weren't all things done under Obama, and I swear if you send me an email that says, well, it just took the processes that Obama put in place 8 years or 10 years to work, I'm going to throw up on an email and send it back to you. Because it's not true, and you know it's not true. You try to cover, you know, it's like parents who try to cover for their kids when they know their kids are dead wrong. It's not right. It's not the right thing to do. You're not helping. You're not helping. Really funny. Because so many of you want Trump to fail, which is hilarious. Because when there were people on my side that wanted Obama to fail, and I never wanted Obama to fail, I got 8 years on the radio to prove that that's a true statement. You called us out for it, or you called them out for it. Right? Now, another recent study shows that Republicans are much more open-minded than Democrats. The Democrat students at Dartmouth College are much less likely to date, befriend, or even study with someone who has a different political belief. See that? Democrats, young Democrats, don't want to be in the same room with people who don't think like they do. Doesn't anybody find that kind of odd, bad? Differing in opinion beliefs. 82% of Democrat respondents said that they would be less likely to date someone with opposing political views. Now, I don't necessarily disagree with that. Because to me, it's like religion and other things. You've got to be on the same page with it. You're going to be miserable. I mean, look at James Carville. He's married to a conservative Republican. He's a liberal Democrat. He looks miserable all the time. Really? Do you want to be like that? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Now, could you actually remember doing the time warp? Did you jump back in time? How does that work? I never really got that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, us, weans, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just truly being part of the conversation. Remember, I was talking in the last segment about James Carville. Now, some of you don't know who James Carville is, but I got to meet James Carville a few years back. And if you're watching, you can see a picture of him up on the screen now. But James, most of the day he walked around looking miserable. Seriously, the only time that man tried to smile, I'm not so sure he had all his teeth in. I don't remember. But the only time he tried to smile was when people sat next to him and said, "Hey, can I get a picture of you?" You know, and he didn't know who I was. I was a nobody then. I'm a nobody now. You know what I'm saying? But it was just fun watching people. He didn't want to be bothered. And he had the same tired old line when he He got on stage to speak, which was, you know, because Politicon is supposed to be kind of politically neutral. Both sides supposed to be there, you know, open a conversation. Didn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. Not true. But he said, I'd like to say before we get rolling here, you know, he's very kind of gruff kind of guy. And he's kind of a little squeaky in the voice. And he said, I just want to get something clear. You know, the Republicans have had a right-wing conspiracy against the Clintons ever since the day they decided to run for office. Anywhere, anyhow, they've always been looking for something they're doing wrong. Well, sound familiar? I mean, seriously, from the day Trump announced. And when you get in the president, always. So let me see some of you Dems out there that are honest. Don't you find it interesting that whenever we were digging on something against the Clintons, it was a right-wing conspiracy looking to take them down? But when the left is digging at Trump, it's divine guidance from God? I just find that amazing. This is the party platform that believes in abortion, believes in killing babies. Right? This is the party platform that tried to take God out of their platform. Now listen, let's get something straight so you guys don't misunderstand me. Just because the Republicans have God in their platform doesn't mean they put God first. I'm just saying, don't you think you should have them in there to be able to deal with it and talk about it? I do, but I'm not the brightest guy in the room either. Back to who's more open-minded, Democrats or Republicans? According to the survey that was just done at Dartmouth College, Democrats, up in the 80 percentages, would not date somebody if they weren't on the plane. Now, notice, they don't say not on the same religious page. It's not on the same political page. All right? I think it's interesting. I think it's interesting to note that Republicans are more likely to date someone who doesn't believe the same way they do politically, which I think is kind of crazy if they're militant. I mean, some people are not militant political, right? Others are. And a very small percentage of Republicans say that it would affect their friendship. I've got friends of the Democrats. I got a lot of good friends of the Democrats. They're wonderful people. We don't agree. But they're wonderful people. They're smart people. They're loving people. We're just not on the same page. But you won't find. Somebody just challenged me on Facebook a couple days ago. And I said, come on the show. Because I want you to explain it. And he said, you know, Republicans are either stupid or they're just hateful people. Think about that. So there was no, this person felt there was no redeeming quality of any Republican. You want to talk about painting with a broad brush? Painting with that's why we won't come together. Now, I know there's some Republicans like that. But most of the Republicans I hang around with, they're not like that. So I find, yes, you're going to hear me say it. I find that offensive. I find that line of thinking offensive. Aiming to determine how much one's political beliefs impact relationships, the survey asked, who has ever lost a friend at Dartmouth because of a disagreement over politics? And they found that over 15% of students have experienced the loss of a friendship. 15%. Which I find it amazing. I just find that extremely amazing. Losing a friend. You know what? If you got truly a good friend, they'll put up with a lot of things, right? And good friends, you just look at them and go, look, let's just not talk politics. I love you. I care about you. I've known you since we've been in grade school. Let's not do this. And I guarantee you that if they're truly your friend, they're going to go, you know what? You're right. Let's just stay away from that. The number rises steadily the longer a student has been at Dartmouth. However, with 24% of the seniors reporting the loss of at least one friend due to a political disagreement compared to just 7% of freshmen. They just want to get along anyway. The results of the other survey questions offer additional insights into the situation, indicating that left-leaning students are primary cause of those broken relationships. They're the ones that actually walk away, not the Republicans. Does that mean we're stupid, more accepting, willing to give in? I don't say give in, but willing to dismiss those things faster? Again, to the Democrat side, The survey expressed not only the aversion to dating or befriending conservatives, but almost 40% of them said that they would have trouble, you ready for this one? Trouble trusting somebody with conservative beliefs. Because conservative beliefs are so bad. I mean, remember, this is the same group we did a story about a little while back. 84% of them believed it was okay to lie to someone so they wouldn't feel bad. Isn't lying bad? Isn't lying have to do with a trust factor? Just curious. The survey showed that, contrast how Republican and Democrat students view free speech, finding that 63% of Democrats believe free speech at Dartmouth is somewhat secure, whereas 69% of Republicans felt that free speech at Dartmouth was very or somewhat threatened. Think about that. Students of all political backgrounds, moreover, overwhelmingly feel that the climate on campus prevents some people from saying things they believe because others might find them offensive. God, forget the offense. Offensive should be stricken from the dictionary. 94% of Republicans agreeing with the statement, along with 77% of Democrats. Alexander Rhoda, a student at Dartmouth, told Campus Reform he believes the unwillingness of Democrat students to befriend those with opposing political beliefs is at least partially tied to the lingering resentment over the 2016 election. I got, you know what? I got three words for you. Get over it. It's yesterday's news. You were telling us that 2 days after the original election of Obama. And again, you can check out my radio broadcasts after he got elected. I said, we got to give him a chance. We got to give him time to settle in. We, and those of that hang out with me, were willing to give him some time to get settled in and get rolling. We would have been highly upset if the leaks that were going on with Trump right now were going on with Obama. We would have been upset as well. Those of us looking for truth, those of us looking for to have the party win at any cost, would probably have a different mindset on that. Rhoda also noted that Democrats on campus would be happy if they could prevent hate speech from occurring on campus, and are similarly cavalier about defending other constitutional rights. Same goes with guns, freedom of the press. They seek exceptions to fundamental rules in our Constitution. He said, meanwhile, many Republicans acknowledge that the exceptionalism of our Constitution and wish to defend it. These are young Dems on campus wanting to ignore or change the Constitution while Republicans tend to want to defend it. See, this is why I say to you, these are different ideologies, different men, you know. The best way for me to put it is different management styles, different education styles. You know, what do you got? The Montessori style of teaching. I'm sure I'll get a phone call on this. In education, it's an open style of teaching. Let the kids learn at their own pace. Don't shove it down their throats. Don't make them sit in a chair. Don't. Well, where are they at? What are they going to believe? What are they going to know? How do we test them? How do we know where they're at? How do you know that somebody's reading at the proper level? And if you say to me, well, the proper level for reading for a child is whatever level he's comfortable reading at, you're out of your mind. Because my youngest son still wouldn't be able to read and would feel totally comfortable with it. You see it with other people. I can only talk about my family. Can't talk about yours. Another Dartmouth student, Webb Harrington, speculated that Democrats are less tolerant of opposing political beliefs than Republicans because progressivism encourages them to view people as a group of identities, which I find to be true. They pigeonhole us. They put us in groups. I told you. That's why my book is called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Those are all labels that the left gave me based on my beliefs. I don't give those to me. I don't call me any of those things. They do. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Hey, and if you got to go, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. For others, we'll be back in a bit.